all began. It just seemed like heaven, so I did. Do you remember? I picture back in the fall. I picture then we sit again. I picture all the memories on. Do you remember? I picture then I fold your hand. I picture then we sit down. I picture that I'm asking again. Do you remember the time when we fell in love? Do you remember the time when we met, girl?
To the late, great king of pop, Michael Jackson, Brooklyn Black, up in the building. We're going to be here for the next hour and a half, just reliving some of our favorite Michael moments, as far as also going over some of our favorite Michael songs. So hit us up, 347-857-4302. Hit me on that Twitter at Brooklyn Black, and we're going to get right into it.
We'll be right back.
Yeah, we're back pre-game radio. Happy birthday, Michael Jackson. Me and Brooklyn Black have been in the building. Ev, what's going on?
Yeah, I'm over here chilling. I'm mad you made me wait 3 songs in to play that, but even though I thought you could play that first. But that's all right. I'm just over here having a good time, you know, just reminiscing of the king of all music, all genres, everything. If he had to do jazz, he would have been the king of that shit.
Sure,
so,
just
chilling, son.
So of all time, what is your favorite Michael Jackson song?
Oh, man, that's not even fair to ask that. There is no way I can tell you my favorite song. I can maybe tell you a song from each era, you know, like when he was young. I Want to Be Where You Are was my shit. Then when he got a little older, I was digging, you know, Ben was my shit. Then when it got into the 70s with the Off the Wall, just, you know, almost every album off of that shit was hot. And then the one he did, the last one he did with his brothers, the Heartbreak, you know, Heartbreak Hotel, and then Can You Feel It? I mean, it's just so much Michael stuff. You know, you just can't pinpoint one particular favorite song. I can't say that I can probably count on one hand music of his that I just wasn't digging, and not even use the whole hand, you know?
All right, so let's get into this caller. Your last 4 digits is 0480. What's going on? You're live on Pregame Radio with Brooklyn Black F. Let people know who this is, where you're calling from.
Oh, man, this is Big Chris, man, calling down here from Tuscaloosa, Alabama.
What's going on, Black? What's going down, man?
My birthday today, man. I thought I'd just call in, too. Talk about Mike, too, man. I love Mike,
Happy
man.
Happy birthday.
Appreciate it. Y'all know we down here dealing with Isaac right now. My birthday was on Katrina.
We were just watching that on the news. You just got a lot of rain. It's windy. How's it down there by you?
In Alabama, it actually went, like, toward Louisiana, New Orleans.
Right.
It ain't really affect up here yet. They said a couple of days, it's going to rain for a couple of days and things like that, though.
Wow.
But
all right.
It's pretty much all right right now, but it's tearing New Orleans up, man. Every hour, on the hour, the water just keep getting higher. So,
well, you and your family be safe down there.
Oh, yeah, thank you. We're going to do our best. The only thing we can do really is pray, you know what I'm saying?
Jordy,
let me ask you, what is one of your favorite Michael Jackson songs, man? Let me think. Let me see, Mike. I like Remember the Time, Black and White. I like Mike when he was younger, though. You know, Hello?
Yeah, we got you.
Yeah, I like Rock With You, too. That's my favorite, though. I love Rock With You. All right,
we can get a little something for you.
No,
I'm saying, but before I let you go, you got any
shout-outs
you
want to
give, anything like that?
I want to give a shout-out to you, Black. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
my homegirl, Selena, too. You know who you're talking to, but you don't know who you're talking to. You know what I mean? You feel what I'm talking about? You know who you're talking to. It's Big Chris, man. It's Optimistic Christopher, man. So
yeah,
I call in on your ass.
Thing, man.
Yeah. Appreciate
That's
it. Huh?
Appreciate
the love, man. Yeah. Enjoy your birthday. Be safe. You know what I'm saying? And if anything, you know what I'm saying, keep the people posted. Let us know what's going on down there.
And okay,
like I said,
just hold it together to celebrate your day, man.
Okay, appreciate that, man. Y'all, much love. Y'all stay up.
No doubt, you too.
Bye.
So, you know, I think we could accommodate the homie Chris for his birthday, you know, get to some of that younger stuff and, get to some of Michael's adult hits. You know, so I think I'm gonna get into something real quick that accommodates everybody. Huh?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I got you.
Yeah, something happened to my phone just now. I don't know what the hell. I couldn't hear nothing. No way. Hello? All right, I'm back.
All right, so as you do what you do, we're going to get to this quick little song, and we'll be right back. 347-857-4302. Hit us up at Spree Game Radio. Happy birthday, Michael. Yeah, pre-game ready. We're back in the building. Brooklyn Black Ed. Happy birthday, Michael Jackson, the king of pop. If it was for most of the stuff he did, there would be pop culture and hip-hop, even for that matter, wouldn't be at the echelons that they're at now. So, mostly every artist that came out that era, especially through the 70s, the 80s, the 90s, you know, they don't credit Michael Jackson as an influence unless they do on country music. You know, it's a it's a bold faced lot. But let me ask you, if there's one thing, one message that you yourself as a fan could pull from Michael's work, what would that message be?
A message?
Yeah.
Well, Michael was multidimensional, so he had quite a few messages in his music, but I think his main one was about loving each other and having a good time together.
Hey, you know what? It's kind of same thing, because not even love for each other, but he wanted, you know, love for the planet, you know what I'm saying? And he wanted, you know, people to know about things that have gone on in the world, like, you know what I'm saying, you had the songs Black and White, you had Earth's Song, They Don't Care About Us, you know, so at the same time, you want your fans to know, like, yo, there's...
And you're forgetting the most important one.
Man in the Mirror.
No, we are the world, son. How could you forget that? Remember, he wrote that shit. If you out there and you remember that time in 80... Am I giving my age away? In 84, is it 84, 85? I'm not sure. I think it's 85, where they played We Are the World on every radio station at one time. It was at 12 o'clock. If you remember that moment, if you heard that song, and we want you to call in and let us know what you was doing at that very moment. I remember I was downtown with my mother driving, and I remember saying, Ma, it's 12 o'clock. We got to get it on. We got to get it on. And my mother had a red Mustang. And we was downtown Brooklyn on Willoughby Street, the old downtown Brooklyn, for all that new shit they got down there. And they definitely played that, and radio stations in the store, people had it on. I mean, that's just all you heard, and people just actually, like, just stopped for a minute to listen to that song. People were clapping and cheering. You know, I'll never forget that. I got to thank Michael for giving me quite a few fond moments and memories in my life.
And, you know, also, I want to thank Michael because, you know, it's not often where there's an artist who can actually, you know, bridge gaps between generations, you know what I'm saying? Like, there's a handful of artists.
Exactly.
You know,
and
that
he
we can name now that bridge gaps. We're talking like, you know, we like some. Our parents liked it. Hell, grandparents liked it.
And
you know
got proof with your niece, because your niece at 5 years old, 4 or 5 years old, used to sit in the living room and just listen to his CD over and over again. What's he say?
And if you turned it off, she cried bloody, bloody murder.
That's right. So he definitely is an artist. There's no artist right now. There is no artist right now. And I dare somebody, tell me something different. Tell me I'm lying or I'm wrong. But there is no artist right now like Michael that could bridge, like you said, the gap between generations like that. No, not one. Not one. Living or dead.
Nope,
not even Elvis. Nope. I don't even say it. Bob Marley, listen, the kids is, you know, yeah, Bob Marley has his place, but that's more or less like it's really no comparison, no. Yeah, everybody comes off of Bob Marley music, but that's because everybody likes reggae. We talking about, you know, an artist as a, you know, just as a whole. Nobody, not even Bob Marley. We're diamond.
You know, well, you got Madonna still trying to do it, but I guess that's another show entirely.
Yeah, I guess so.
347-857-4302. It's like Justin's birthday, so in case you haven't picked up on it, we're playing all Michael, none but Michael. We're talking about Michael, none but Michael. You know. And don't forget, tomorrow night, the ladies of All Bars Radio will be in the building from 8 to 10. Nikki Barbs and Angel doing the dance thing. Now, of course, I'll just be there throwing in my male POV and pressure buttons and
shout
all
out
that
to
good
them.
Stuff.
Shout out to
so,
them.
Definitely big shout out to them. And we got, like I said, we got more Michael for you. So sit back, relax. There's some you heard, some you ain't hear in a while, but regardless, you're going to love it. We'll
hey, yo,
right
son.
Back.
Yo,
what's
son.
Up, son?
Son, I got to leave the studio for a minute because from what I understand, word on the street is there was Coronita downstairs for me, and I'm about to go get it, son. All right,
my son. You holler at me, and you know, I can rock up in the studio. So just do the thing up, and we'll be right back in a minute.
All right, son.
Thank you.
pregame radio. Happy birthday,
Yo,
Michael Jackson. What's up, son?
Yo, son. I want to tell you a quick story about that song we just heard about Billie Jean. Now,
what?
I distinctly, yeah, I distinctly, what up?
Wait, before you do that, at least let me get the introductions out.
Oh,
welcome
okay.
Welcome back
no,
to pregame radio. Happy birthday, Michael Jackson. You may have Brooklyn Black, Ebb in the building. We going to get into a caller, now I'm saying, but don't forget, Ebb has a story to tell you guys about the Billie Jean song. Last but this is here, number is 1-823. 1-823, you're on the air with your man, Brooklyn Black. Let people know who this is, where you're calling from. 1-823.
Oh, hey, Brooklyn, it's Selena.
Hey, what's going on?
What's up, baby? I just want to say hi.
That's what's up. How's the weather down in North Carolina?
It's been raining for 3 weeks straight.
Wow.
Yeah, it's awful and miserable and gloomy, and I hate it.
Oh.
Well, you know, New York is calling you home, baby.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm about to take this cross-country road trip and move to Cali, so.
All right, that's what it is. Do you have a favorite Michael Jackson song?
Huh?
Do you have a favorite Michael Jackson song?
Oh, my God. No, I don't have a favorite. There's so many that I love.
So you know what? The next break, 8 out of 10, I'll have the song, but you request it, I'll spin it.
I need to think.
All right, for those who don't know, Shalina is pretty much executive secretary of pregame radio, so any announcements that come from her, you can pretty much say it came from me and it's good as gold. You know, my words should be taken as heavy as mine or as far as pregame radio is concerned.
Damn right.
Because she said it, that means I told her to say it.
That's
you know, but going to your story about the Billie Jean song.
Well, the Billie Jean, of course, you know, is off the Thriller album, and the song came out. The Thriller album came out in '82. Matter of fact, it came out December of 1982, right before Christmas. And I remember, I got a quick lesson now. This goes to show you, Chicks was ratchet even back in 1982, and this is, Michael did the actual first I'm Not the Father song. So, I was standing in the room with my Uncle Greg, who happens to be down in Virginia right now. What's up, Uncle Greg? And my grandmother, who has since passed on. And I remember he was giving me a quick lesson. I remember him and Grandma talking about the song, and, you know, how Grandma was saying, you know, that's not right. You know, that's probably his kid. And my uncle was saying, nah, he's singing. The kid ain't mine. So I'm like, I don't understand. And then that's when I found out, you know, I got one of those little life lessons about things that happen and how sometimes, you know, things get misconstrued and sometimes women do play those games and tell someone they're the father and they're not the father. And then you have those that deny being the father when in all actuality they actually are. So that was my quick moment in history with Billie Jean.
Well, you know, like we said earlier, you know, Michael covered a lot of issues, especially, you know, the groupies playing the games, you know what I'm saying? That's what I always took Billie Jean as. That was a kind of a warning to the later entertainers and the artists coming down the line. You know, these girls are trying to trap you. Watch out. You know, and he spoke out, you know, against violence and all that good stuff. So, like I said, Michael Jackson was carrying a message. So, Celine, did you think of a song yet?
Sorry, I muted you. No, I didn't, but I'm...
That's great.
I'm drinking. Give me a minute here.
All right, how about this? You want to give any shout-outs or anything like that?
Shout-out to all my New York people, of course. Too many to list right now.
Shout out to everybody in Queens.
All right.
All right, 347-857-4302. Shout out to everyone tuning in from Vegas. Shout out to Ben 81 holding it down out there. And I'm getting to a little something. We'll be right back. We'll be right back. Yeah, pre-game ready in there, Brooklyn Black. I've been in the building, just here doing damn thing, vibing out to some Michael. And when you play that music, that's all you can do is just hit vibe out, or you just, or you dancing in your seat, or you trying to do the dance from the video, and if you're not, you lying, because ain't nobody too cool to be trying to do either the beat of dance, or the thrill of dance, or a dance in one of the sequences from the Bad video. So if you ain't trying to mimic a Michael Jackson move, kill yourself because you're lying. Yeah, you know I'm saying, but we got about 10 minutes left in program, and this I still wanna go in and vibe out and rock out with you guys till it's time to say farewell. So I'm gonna say check in with us tomorrow 8 to 10 Ball Boss Radio, also by Nikki Boss, Angel Love Sweets. Of course I'll be in the building doing damn thing, trying to hold it down for the fellas. And big shout out to them, everyone who calls in over there. On Bars Radio, still doing damn thing, and of course, Friday night, be back in the building. Got some new music from Styles P, actually, and other artists. So definitely tune in Friday, Saturday night at 10 o'clock. And big shout out to everyone who tuned in, everyone who called in. Happy birthday, Young Chris! Big shout out to everyone out in Vegas. Big shout out to Bronx on the check-in, Queens, North Carolina, Alabama, everyone who's. A lot of them in the chat room. Big shout out to you guys. Don't forget to hit me on Twitter at Brooklyn Black. Follow the show pregame_radio for updates as far as pregame radio, new shows, things of that nature. So definitely if you want to keep up with that. Hit me up on that Instagram, Brooklyn_Black. And, you know, just keep rocking with me. I'll talk to anyone who comes in contact with me, you know, so hit me up and we'll definitely do the damn thing. Artists, hit me up, pregameradio@gmail.com. Have any shout-outs before I just rock out?
I want to shout out the whole Jackson family for just showing the world that they everyday average people with problems like us. And just on a sidebar about this whole custody thing and control and so on and so forth, let's not forget that Michael Jackson held the Masters to, I believe, the Beatles and who else? What other white entertainer he holds the Masters to, their recorder? He has ownership of their recordings. Let's not forget that. So nobody, it's not about an issue of money. There are some people that would love to see those things taken away from the Jackson family, and I honestly believe that that's all Randy and Jermaine and Janet and whomever else, you know, they having this issue. You know, I'm sure that's just their bottom line, to just maintain Michael's holdings. It's to, you know, keep the family together, keep it in line, and keep it as a family unit with no outside involvement. And as a person who is family-oriented, I could definitely understand that. So I just want to give a shout-out to their whole family. Y'all hold your head. Little girl, Paris, keep your mouth shut. Keep your mouth shut. Everybody, y'all business ain't everybody's business. Keep your mouth shut. And I want to shout-out my own mother. I want to shout-out my son, Kyle, who had a birthday just this Saturday. Happy birthday to him. I want to shout out everybody going back to school, or to all the kids that's been in school since last week. And I want to say, I want to bid a fond farewell for the summer. As you all know, here in New York, next week, Labor Day, and that means the West Indian Day / Labor Day Parade. So the end of summer kickoff is about to begin. Check us out. Brooklyn Black, he'll probably be there. He likes to look at the ladies and the floats.
Honestly, the parade is, I don't know, maybe it's just me, but it's starting to lose its luster, you know. It's like, you've been to 20-plus of them, you've pretty much seen them all. It's not pretty much nothing that's going to change.
Yeah, true indeed, but, you know, it is what it is, son. It is what it is. So, shout out to everybody that's going to be in the parade, going to be at the parade. I want to give a warm peace and greetings to everybody down there. We're in Louisiana right now, who may possibly be going through it with this storm. Y'all hold your heads, hold it together, and be cool. And that's it. All right,
so we got.
I'm done shouting out. I'm done with the shout out, son.
All right, so we're going to get into these last two MJ tracks. And like I said, I'll catch y'all tomorrow. Happy birthday, Michael. We love you. We miss you. Rest in peace. And we out of here.
What you do. The perfect.
Miss Nikki Boss, on your check-in. I see you. How's your head game?
Magic music rules me. That dirty rhythm fools me.
Yeah, it's pregame radio, Brooklyn Black. Happy birthday, MJ. We are still going live and strong. Big shout out to all Bob's. How's your head game? Angel Love tweets. Big shout out to Rain Poetry. Definitely, she does her thing on the daily tip. So, you know, she's definitely worth giving a listen to. But follow her on Twitter. I already know what the deal is. Still rocking out through popular demand. So, we're going into overtime. I still got more Michael joints to throw at you guys on. But hit me up, 347-857-4302. Hit one, you want to get on air, request the track. You know, I'm still going for a little bit, so holler at me. We'll be right back.
You know, I was wondering, you know, if you could keep on, because the force has got a lot of power, and it makes me feel like it makes me feel like this.
Just run.
Game radio, we're still doing, about to really wrap it up though for real. But like I said, big shout out to Rain Poetry, shout out to Glenn Chick 81. How's your head game on the check in? Big shout out to F for being a good sport and still rocking with us, you know, doing the damn thing, all for the love of NJ. And, you know, you already know, fellas, don't be a fool, wrap your tool, ladies, don't fall for the scam, protect your clan, don't drink and drive. You already know how the rest go. And I'll see you guys tomorrow night. And of course, I got some more stuff here. You know, I'm not just gonna end it on no. Final softness, and we out. Peace.
I'm gonna be Initiating shutdown sequence.